Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We have collected, with the great help of John Schweibecker, one of the most underrated guys at WFAN.
Yes, he is.
Just about every John Sterling home run call, specialized home run call. They have been placed in different categories, and every single day we listen back to five of them, the Sterling Five. Today, we have given the power of decision to famed New York Yankee fan Ernie Acosta. I was about to say John Sterling. Acosta. So Ernie has selected the five guys. Ernie, the floor is yours as we now present the Sterling Five.
All right, guys, let's start in the former Met division, shall we?
Oh!
Former Met division.
Yeah, let's start in the former Met division. This guy hit 10 home runs with the Yankees.
10.
Which is not as many excuses as there were for how bad he was defensively for the Yankees. Came up as a Yankee prospect.
Oh, I know this.
And, yeah, haven't figured it out right
away.
You want
me to tell you?
No, let Joe guess first.
All right,
first.
Go ahead.
Well, you could leave.
No, because Evan's been going through all these, so he's going to have a leg up anyway.
And this guy was a Yankee prospect.
Yankee prospect. A million excuses for why he was a terrible defensive player.
Right.
10 home runs with the Yankees. Eventually found his way to the Mets. And ironically, his defense helped eliminate the Yankees in the 2018 ALCS.
Really?
Well, there's one thing you do have to add for Joe's sake.
This guy played for the Mets after he played for the Yankees.
No. This guy has technically not played a regular season game for the New York Mets yet.
It's fair. Technically not.
Really? You mean Jed Lowry?
No.
Well, he hasn't either. I mean, what, am I missing something?
Well, okay, I'll give you. This guy's actually played in more spring training games than Jed Lowry has.
More spring training games than Jed Lowry has.
Yes.
That's the first guy that comes to my mind. Has not played in a Met. You got me here. I'm lost.
It would be Nooney.
Now, Bowles, Nooney swung on and ripped deep down the left field line, heading toward the wall. That ball is gone. Eduardo Nunez hit a long, high drive, a high line drive, five rows deep in the left field seats. Nooney hits one to the Mooney. He hits a two-run home run, and the Yankees take a 5-0 lead.
See, this guy, you threw me off when you said Mets.
Really, because he hasn't been a Met yet.
Well,
right.
At the list I'm looking at, he's in the Mets division.
You just said lousy defense. I probably would have got it.
That's why I wanted to add, as soon as I figured out who it was, that technically.
Right. You can't include him in the ex-Met category.
He's not a Met yet. He will be, hopefully, in a couple of weeks.
Well, the selection committee is Evan, so blame Evan. He put him in the Mets category.
All right.
No, I'm just going off of Evan's
you
sheet.
You put
here.
Him in the Met category, yes?
Well, because he's on the Mets right now. What team is he on?
Oh, I get it.
I mean, I don't think.
When you talk about Mets, they have not played a regular season. Actually, Lowry has played a regular season. He did get, what, two at-bats last year?
I think he was 0-for-6 with five strikeouts.
Right. Whatever it was.
Right. Well, what category is Nooney in? Eduardo Nunez right now is
bad
a Met.
Defense. He's in the Yankee bad defensive Yankee category.
And he's also a guy that, if you recall, Joe, Ernie never liked. Always anti-Eduardo.
Liked him more than Posada.
This guy, they gave us an excuse that it's a different throw from third to short. Like, that's the reason he's throwing the ball into right field. Like, I mean, when has that ever made sense?
No, I understand.
Well, it is a different throw, but that still doesn't make sense.
It's a different throw, but everyone's made it since they were in Little League.
No, I understand.
Nooney to the Mooney for Eduardo Nunez. What else you got?
Nooney to the Mooney's not bad.
All right, so the next one is in the one-of-a-kind division. Which means he's only hit one with the Yankees.
One.
He could also be in the former Stars division.
So this guy, the bulk of his career was with who? We know who he is.
I'll say the National League. He made his name in the National League. I think if I gave you the team, it would give it away.
He made his name in the National League. Hit one home run
for the Yankees. This was supposedly to get his career back on track. He got injured like 3 days later. He got injured again, retired.
Tulowitzki. It's got to be Tulo.
It'll be an 0-2 to Tulowitzki. The pitch is swung on, hit in the air to right field, toward the wall. It is high, it is far, it is gone. Tulowitzki. The man of Troy homers to right, and the Yankees now trail 5-2.
Tulowitzki.
I got it.
The man of
you,
Troy.
And that was that's the only home run he hit as a Yankee.
The only one he hit. Then he hurt 2 days later.
Yeah, he played. If I had to guess, I'd say he played 5 games as a Yankee.
Yeah, it wasn't many.
It was very. And he was on the team last year. It feels like it was 15 years ago.
Tulowitzki.
I kind of feel bad saying this, considering it's Troy Tulowitzki. I really, really love that call. Tulowitzki is very good.
The man of Troy.
The man of Troy, Tulowitzki.
5 games for the Yankees, 13 plate appearances. Right.
It's not bad.
Yeah, I think of Achilles, man of Troy.
And by the way, he's a guy. Remember that series he had against the Mets at Citi Field? Didn't he hit like 5 home runs?
Oh, Tulowitzki. Oh, yeah. He was hitting them to I think the only guy that hit more and longer ones was Mark Reynolds, right? Because he hit
Reynolds
one series where he hit like 4 of them or something.
And Mark Reynolds, at some point, we'll hear from him because he's a former Yankee too.
There you go.
All right, Troy Tulowitzki, number two.
Next guy, I don't know if you've heard the term "die on a hill" before, but I died on the hill for this guy.
Die on a hill.
Everybody that this guy was going to be.
Did you date her once,
great.
Diana Hill?
No. Yeah.
Die on a hill.
Died on the hill.
Yeah, I
defending this guy.
Without you saying another word, I already know the answer.
Evan already knows.
And I heard you did as well, Ernie, with Diana. But nevertheless.
May I ask, Ernie, did you for some reason decide to keep this guy in fantasy baseball?
No.
Oh, okay, then I'm dead wrong.
No.
All right, so let's get back to this guy. So this guy like a known, is he a known Yankee,
He's a big-time former Yankee prospect. They traded him away, which was a very emotional time for me. I thought he was going to be a future Hall of Famer.
I know who this is.
Go ahead.
No, I know, but I'm losing. What's his name?
Jesus.
The guy they traded, what's his name for?
Mr.
Pineda.
Ice Cream Sandwich.
Pineda. Right, the guy they traded Pineda for.
Yeah,
right?
Jesus.
Jesus Montero.
Here's the 2-2. Swung on and driven to deep right. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. He has great right center field power. It's the second consecutive home run, the second home run of his major league career. Jesus has been turned loose. He hits his second home run, a two-run blast, and the Yankees have an 11-8 lead.
And I remember...
Boy, whatever happened to Jesus Montero, man?
He ate a lot of stuff.
Yeah, right. Well,
that's how I'll phrase it.
Can I say, my eyes told me what I was... I should have believed my eyes when I saw Jesus Montero. His swing was so ugly when he came up. I had a bad feeling from day one. But I kept going by it because I said, everyone's telling me this guy's going to be great. And he wasn't.
Well, and you got to look back at that trade now differently because Michael Pineda had some... Michael Pineda had more good moments for the Yankees than Montero did for the Mariners. That's for
definitely.
Sure.
Definitely.
But when he hit those home runs, I remember that game, he had 2 home runs. I remember being, I think it was on Twitter, at the time, and people, this is the next Miguel Cabrera. Yep. That was the comparison. He's Miguel Cabrera. And obviously, I'm going to give Brian Cashman a little bit of credit. I think he saw through it, and that's why he traded him for Michael Pineda.
I think he knew he wasn't as good as the hype was.
He also, they felt, had catchers in the system coming up, like Gary Sanchez, like Romine. They, they were supposedly had a lot of depth at that position.
Jesus has been turned loose. All right, what else?
All right, so this next guy had a brutal game against Tampa. After the game, they asked him about the brutal game. He said, "Don't worry, I will have thousands of at-bats left to fix this."
This is who I thought the last guy was.
This is in the three-plus years division.
This is a guy that I thought you'd...
3-plus years, I would say. He played more than 3 years with the Yankees.
Right.
This is a guy who I thought you were saying before because you've died on the hill for this guy, too.
Not as much as Montero. But, yes, I died on the hill for this guy.
I forget who wrote the article, and I feel bad ripping the guy, but there was a headline that said, "This guy is turning heads at spring training for the Texas Rangers." And so I said, "Really? Is this guy really turning heads for the Texas Rangers?" And I looked up his numbers, Joe, and he was 0-for-11 with 4 strikeouts thus far in spring training. And I'm thinking, how the hell is this guy turning any heads?
They were turning heads in disgust.
They weren't looking at him. So that was what it was. People were turning away, whoever this guy is.
15 months ago, Joe, there were some Yankee fans who thought he would be the everyday first baseman for the team. And that was Greg Bird.
And the Yankees have two on and one out. Here's Greg Bird. And Biagini deals, swung on and drilled it deep right. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Bye-bye, Birdie, in the right field seats. Greg Bird has struck a 3-run home run. The Birdman of New York. And the Yankees promptly take a 3-1 lead.
Bye-bye, Birdie.
Safe to say the home run call a lot better than the player himself.
Yes.
That's for sure.
Well, the home run call wasn't hurt. There was no injury. There was no injury for the home run call.
Thousands of at-bats left to fix this.
All right,
thousands.
Thousands of at-bats left in
the minor leagues.
That was the kiss of death when he made that comment. I think it was a year and a half ago, whenever it was.
Kind of like when Ian Kennedy had that awful post-game press conference. Like, the career is just splat after that.
Sometimes that happens, yeah.
This final guy had a long career in the major leagues, and his career ended with the team literally telling him, "Go home for your final year. Stay home. You're done."
Wow. Go home for your final year.
Had a year left on his contract, and they said, "You know what? We'd rather you just not be here."
And this guy was a good Yankee?
Yes, I would say he's a good Yankee.
You would say he was a good Yankee?
Yes.
Long time with the Yankees?
Long time with the Yankees.
Wow.
And they told him to go home for the final year of his deal.
Go home for your final year.
I'm stumped.
Yeah. I was almost thinking A-Rod for a second.
I was thinking Ellsbury for a second.
Oh, maybe him, yeah.
But he wasn't a good Yankee. Ernie was very confident.
And Ernie would never say A-Rod was a good Yankee.
No, Joe's right. It is A-Rod.
Really?
He was sent home for his final year.
Yeah, but I'm surprised
he was a good Yankee. Just because I didn't like him doesn't mean he wasn't a good Yankee. He was a good Yankee.
That's the one I thought.
But I got to be fair. Just because I don't like a guy doesn't mean he wasn't a good Yankee.
A-Rod was a tremendous Yankee.
And there's very few ways I can hint at A-Rod without giving it away, except saying he was sent home for his final year.
I give you credit. You're ending the Sterling Five today with an all-time classic. Buckle up for maybe Sterling's best.
And the right-hander Davies is set. Runners lead. The pitch swung on, hit high in the air, deep down the left field line. It is going to be gone. He's done it. A long, high drive down the left field line, just fair for a 3-run home run. Alex Rodriguez has made Major League Baseball history, the youngest player ever to hit 500 home runs. An A-bomb from A-Rod. His 500th home run, his 36th home run of the year, a 3-run home run in the first inning on Saturday, August 4th, 2007 against Kansas City, and the Yankees take a 3-0 lead.
Boy, I got to tell you. That is an all-time call by John. That was really good.
That was good. You know, I didn't realize A-Rod hit that many home runs with the Yankees. He hit a lot of home runs. Yeah, so he hit well over 200 home runs as a Yankee.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I think most of his career was with the Yankees, wasn't it?
Yeah, I guess so. You know, it's hard to, you know, like it's – you just don't think that. But I guess it's true. Did he hit like almost 300 home runs as a Yankee?
Alex Rodriguez is a New York Yankee. Are you ready for this, Joe?
How many did he hit?
351 as a Yankee.
Well, he did hit that many, huh?
And to put that in perspective.
So he hit almost as much as Joe DiMaggio did in his career as a Yankee.
Yeah. Well,
DiMaggio hit 361.
Right? A-Rod was a Yankee for 12 years. 12 years.
It's hard to believe. You know, you don't think of him being a Yankee for 12 years.
Yeah, and he hit, you know, 351 with the Yankees. The next highest is obviously with Seattle. He hit 189. That's a huge difference.
Yeah. Well, what are you, 696? Was that the number you wound up with?
696 home runs, yeah.
Right.
And he hit 351. He hit more than half of his home runs with the Yankees.
Wow.
I mean, it's close. It's a little bit more than half.
You wouldn't think that.
Yeah, that was, you know, I got to tell you, that was a great call by John. And what I actually liked about it was that pause. Because I don't know if he was sure it was a home run.
Right.
But that pause added even more drama to it. And then you hear the crowd erupting. And obviously, it's a big moment for A-Rod. I mean, his 500th home run, which happened in 2007. He was 31 years old when he did that.
Yeah.
That is insane to think about.
Well, the guy hit 696, bro.
I know.
What is that, fourth all-time, right? Isn't that four?
Yeah, I think it ends up fourth all time.
And that's with him missing how much time when he got suspended for 8 million games.
Yeah, yeah. It's also with him.
For a year.
You know.
Well, it was the whole year he got suspended.
Yeah, it's also with him, you know, juicing, obviously.
Well.
He is Bonds, Aaron, Ruth, and then A-Rod. Fourth all time in home runs.
Yep.
And the other guy to keep an eye on is Pujols. Now, I don't know how much more he wants to play.
How much does he have? How many does he have?
He's at 656.
656. And how old is Pujols?
I think he's 39 years old. So, and
so
this law.
So he needs 44 to hit 700.
Yeah, he's going to have to play, assuming there's an 80 game season this year, he's going to have to play at least a year and a half, probably another year after that. So he's going to have to go into his 40s to get the 700. I think 762 is out of the question. I don't think he's ever going to be the all time home run king.
No.
I think that one's gone, but he's only four behind Willie Mays. Which was think about that number. 660 used to be so historic, and now you have, you know, two guys that already passed him with A-Rod and Bonds.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Albert's right there at 656.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.